John Billups is the mayor of the city of Burlington. He's also the development director at Notre Dame, general manager of Bluff Harbor Marina, and I think he's got a couple of other jobs too, but we aren't even going to go into that. It's sort of an exciting time, John. We've got you've got the Pot of Blue and Gold coming up for Notre Dame. That is
May 22nd, so it's just about a month away.
Is that your now the biggest fundraiser you have is actually the God's Portion Day, isn't it?
Well, they're kind of on par. Actually, the thing about Pot of Blue and Gold is that goes for teacher's salary, retirement, their endowment, benefits, and some curriculum and technology needs. And so it serves a different purpose than God's Portion Day.
That goes into your general fund,
right,
doesn't it?
Yeah, which goes into the general fund. So we've got about May 22nd is the drawing date, so we've got just over a month to go. Tickets are selling well. You can buy a raffle ticket for $100 and get one of 75 cash prizes with the big granddaddy, $100,000. Second place is $10,000. And so we'll be doing that live on our Facebook page so everybody can watch us do the drawing on about 6 o'clock on the 22nd. And you can buy tickets by calling the high school. They'll transfer you to the development office, or you can stop in. We'll have a tent sale from May 10th to May 22nd. And we also have forms we can email you if you want to do that. And the website has the download the form.
Any idea how many dollars have been raised for this over the years?
You know, someone asked me that the other day, and I had that figure at the tip of my tongue, and now I'm short on it. I can't remember.
But it's a very important
event. We've been doing it. This is the 24th annual, so. You know, we only sell 4,000 tickets max, and so your odds are really good. They're 1 in 53 if we sell 4,000. We sell less than 4,000, they get even better. So and you really want to get in and get your ticket.
And in most years, it's been a live event, and it's most years, it's been a fall event.
Yep.
But you've kind of flip-flopped that because October is when you're doing God's Portion Day.
We're banking on the vaccinations to allow us to have the full-strength live event that God's Portion Day is, and you know, where families come together, they spend the day. We've got a little shorter event this year planned, so that way you don't have to burn your whole Sunday or Sunday. I'm sorry about that. You don't have to burn your whole Sunday by coming. So, you know, and the thing is, both these events are not limited to the Notre Dame school family. We sell tickets all over the United States, in fact, all over the world for the raffle ticket. It's open for everybody, so you know you could do yourself some good, and you're helping a school out that's fulfilling an important mission.
I had to go fill up one of the cars the other day, and I did go to the BP out on Roosevelt mm-hmm. Avenue, and I saw I almost blanked. Hey, that's a Notre Dame. Okay, so
yeah.
Well, if I'm in BP, I might as well go to the Notre Dame gas pump. And I was pretty low on gas, so I filled the thing.
Thank
up.
You, thanks
said,
for that. Yeah.
And I said, well, 3 cents of every gallon goes right into Notre Dame.
Yeah, that's an important fundraiser too. Thank you for BP Gas on North Roosevelt for doing that. Not only do they have Notre Dame pumps, but they also have Burlington Greyhound
right.
pumps. So you can support your school, and it doesn't cost you an extra cent. And Notre Dame's attached to several different websites. We have Amazon Smile, which is the same thing as Amazon. It's just a portion of your sale goes to the school. You go in and designate us. There's iGive.com. Even Casey's Rewards, you can identify the school of your choice to let your rewards go to, which is what I do.
So you've got there's options to mm-hmm. to help benefit Notre Dame.
And they don't cost you anything extra.
I thought about when I took all the bottles and cans to the doggies and kitties
mm-hmm.
said, I wonder if that's taxed. It is probably taxed.
It probably is, yes. I'm sure it
since
is.
Since we do it every month anyway. But that's something. You know, the fact is anything you can do to help support good organizations, and Notre Dame obviously needs all the help that you can
yeah,
give them.
Yeah, I mean, we're a private school, so we don't receive any state tax dollars. But our parents all pay for Burlington schools. Because through their property tax. So we do appreciate whatever you can do to help support our school. We try to turn out great human beings, good students, that go on to have very successful career. We're quite proud of them. And our alumni are everywhere doing great things, and so we would appreciate your support.
You know, and we're seeing more events that are happening. In fact, I was just looking at this thing. The event page has sort of been an hiatus. because it's been like a scattering of events here. But I'm looking at it, and as those as the year goes by, we're going to see that event page and your event page and events on KBUR.com also be that much bigger and also full up with things. And that, to me, is a sign that things are coming back. I did make an announcement on Facebook over the weekend. I said, I've made a decision. I am going to be on Ragbri this year, but I'm not going to do all 7 days. Yeah. I'm going to do the final 3 days of this year, and God willing, we'll be back for all 7 days next year. I said, it's one of those things, housing. If I was a tenter, maybe, but there's so many, we still have these uncertainties about COVID, and I think it's sort of like everything is sort of in limbo. It's like we're almost out of it.
We're getting closer.
But we're not quite out of it, it's sort of like it's weighing things, and I think you're doing that. I think everybody has to do that all the way through, at least for the next few months.
Yeah, I think most of the merchants still have a mask restriction. They want you to wear a mask when you go in. I read the other day that 785,000 Iowans have been double vaccinated, and another 3.25 have been done on their single vaccination. So we're getting there. We're getting closer. Right now the vaccination clinic, the drive-through vaccination clinic on the weekends, was taking walk-ins. So you don't need insurance. You just go in. So we really need to get the word out that, there's a lot of trepidation about the vaccinations because am I going to get sick? I've had COVID and I've been double vaccinated and one shot I felt a little bit rough for maybe 6 hours and then I was fine. Everybody reacts to it differently though, but if you can get vaccinated and kind of back to enjoying your life as it were, it's worth it, I think. So.
50% of the entire population of the United States, 50% has now had at least one of the shots, and just one of the shots, I believe, gives you at least 86% efficacy. So you get both shots, and I'm reading that booster shots may be necessary, but that's probably going to be par for the course, too.
Well, a lot of people get a flu shot every year, and, I haven't been getting flu shots because I just haven't been sick. I've been lucky, knock on wood. But I think this could be a new part of our way of life. I don't know if the mask situation is ever going to go away over in Asian countries and some European companies. They've been wearing masks for quite a while. We'll have to decide what we're going to do, and we'll decide that collectively, I guess.
I did have, and I mentioned it earlier. I think it was when you were on the air for the council meeting. Chad Bird, the new city manager of the city of Burlington, very high on downtown Burlington, very high on its tourism appeal, very high on its aesthetics, very high on some of the housing projects and those upper story housing projects that are being developed and apartment complexes that are going on. So we've got. We're in a whole lot different situation than we were a year ago.
Yeah, growth is slow. We've been working on downtown Burlington since I moved here in 76. Yeah. That was always a constant talk, and we still continue to work on it. And the rest of Burlington's important too, but the reason they focus on downtown is it's kind of our heart. And if our heart's good, the rest of our body should hopefully be as well.
So. Well, the other thing I heard today was that rural and smaller cities were deciding to move out of the large cities because of COVID, but because they can work anywhere.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people working from home still, and I think that's one of the things that will come out of this whole 2 year sojourn through COVID. Is that there's a it could be surprising in some of the big cities, not bigger than Burlington, obviously, but I've heard that one of the insurance companies in Des Moines that occupies 5 floors has already said we're not renewing our lease because the company doesn't have to provide utilities, phone, ADA compliance, janitorial service, all those things, and they found their people can work at home, have a little more freedom, and still get the job done. And they have a way to track you now too.
Well, and if you're trying to sell corporate real estate in those skyscrapers in downtown Chicago, good luck.
Yeah, it's going to get a little tough, I have a feeling. I have a feeling.
But a lot of good things around the way. And again, Pot of Blue and Gold, the drawing, what day is that?
May 22nd.
All right.
And we're selling tickets every day, so stop on out.
All right. John Phillips, thank you so much for dropping by. Have a great week.
Thank you. You too, Steve.